Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Think about what can go right when you plan for the future. Talk to a financial broker and start your savings plan today.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, I'm looking forward to this, I must say. It was one of the more unexpected pieces of Eurovision news that ex-Sex Pistols frontman Johnny Lydon is in the running to represent Ireland in this year's contest, due to take place, as you know, in Liverpool in May. With his band Public Image Limited, Lydon has entered a tender song called Hawaii, written about his wife Nora, and he'll appear on the Late Late Show in February when all six shortlisted songs will be performed. And I'm delighted to say that John Lydon himself joins me now from Los Angeles. John, you're very welcome to the programme.
Yeah, hello, International Johnny here.
I love it. And no, an awful lot of people.
So what a fantastic opportunity these people have given me. I wrote this song, really, I cried my eyes out writing it and recording it, and for them to have appreciated that and put it forward like this. I mean, my wife, when she sees this, she's just, it's going to melt her.
Yeah. Tell me about the song.
It's the most rewarding thing.
Well, come here. And that's something coming from you, John Lydon, or some people will know you as Johnny Rotten. Tell me about the song.
It's as heart-wrenching as I could possibly be. I've always been honest in my songwriting, and this is a side I suppose most people don't know or don't want to know about, really. But it's a tragedy, and I have to face it every single day with a sense of humour.
And tell people
and I think
what it is, John.
That's what keeps Nora going. And so the song it's not meant to be deadpan, dreary, and self-serving. There's a touch of humour there.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii, of all the things to be singing, you know, to represent Ireland.
Yeah.
And you're yakking on about Hawaii.
But the reason we're saying it's tender, John, is that your wife was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, isn't that right?
Yeah, a couple of years back now, yeah.
And you're caring for her. How is she?
Oh, yeah, full-time. She's absolutely all right. I mean, I don't notice the changes because I'm there 24/7. You know, occasionally when people come over, they comment she's losing weight. Well, that's obviously going to happen. She has bits of her memory. She can remember things, say, 20 years ago almost perfectly, but can't remember 2 minutes ago. It's up and down. It's incredibly stressful, the physical aspect of just taking care of the toiletries.
Yeah.
It can be really, really straining. But I love her so much, it's absolutely all right.
Yeah.
And to be able to write a song about that, remembering a really wonderful part of our lives, which was a holiday in Hawaii.
Yeah. Do you know the funny thing is, John, and I know this from personal experience of Alzheimer's in our own family, but Nora is lucky to have you, a musician, a talented musician, with her, because music is good for the soul and good for anyone.
Oh my gosh, it's funny. I mean, we stayed up late last night because I just found all these old videos of different bands, and she just loved it. Tapping her foot away, loves music. I recommend music and humour, particularly comedy films to any old time.
No, you're right. You're bang on the money there. The other thing is, and it's obviously difficult and challenging for the person with Alzheimer's, it's also difficult for the carer, Johnny.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Do you find it tough?
I don't know any other way, so there we go. I'm not one for looking up a situation and being morbid about it with me. Right, my mum and dad instilled this into me when I was young. No self-pity.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Just get on with the hand you're dealt with. You know?
And that's
how you win the game of life.
On that note, well, that's for sure. No question about it. On that note, let me talk a little bit about John Lydon and representing Ireland, if it happens at the Eurovision. Now, it's not very punk to me, John.
It's incredibly punk. That's the irony of it all.
Is it?
You know, life throws up the unexpected at you occasionally, and here it is. And here I am representing Ireland, and I'm plain sure, as well as you know yourself, that there's plenty out there saying, what makes him Irish? Well, I spent 66 years pretending to have a London accent. To the point where it's become like the dominant factor in me. So, you know.
Give us the Irish connection.
Galway, Tume. Yeah. You imagine what I grew up with, right?
Yeah.
And a Cork accent and a Galway accent. That's some kind of mad Irish influence.
Well, you're talking to a Galway man here, John. You'd be known as a sham. Tume people are shams, aren't they? You've heard that word before.
I know that Dublin, a Jackeen.
Yeah. Come here, does it appeal to you?
If anything, I'm a bit of a cult sheep. Yeah.
Does it appeal to you to represent Ireland at the Eurovision Song Contest now?
Well, let's face it, the English would never give me the opportunity, would they? Ungrateful sods that lot are. You know?
And would you love to...
I guess they're stuck with Prince Harry.
Well,
what you got?
No, they're not.
Johnny.
He fled the coup, John. He's over there in LA like you.
I know. They all follow me, don't they?
And tell me, do you watch the Eurovision every year?
No, never.
Do you not like
just
it?
Absolutely not, because it's absolutely awful. The songs, the whole thing of it is disgusting, really, to me.
What do you mean, disgusting?
I'm a songwriter. I perform live, and these shows, they just come off so dreadfully phony to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, here we go. We're giving it a chance to break out of that mould.
How are you going
right?
to shake it up?
I've no idea. Apparently, I have to, I'm a karaoke over a backing track. This is something I've never done in my life.
I wonder, is the Eurovision ready for John Lydon?
I don't know. I know I'm not just yet, but I will be.
It's
funny. It's when all this idea came to me was a man called Mr. Mooney, who writes songs for this kind of thing. And he approached us a few years back and never took it serious, and it somehow made headlines then. And so the trail has been there. It's been an ongoing process and a very difficult one. Believe me, I've had to go through several judge and juries.
Well, I'll tell you, you're down to the final five now. You're down to the final five. You don't go by Johnny Rotten anymore.
Well, why not? It's my nickname. I earned it.
Well, I have one for you,
no
right?
No one can deny it. I'm rotten to the core.
If you're representing Ireland, right, I have a new moniker for you. The Irish language version of Johnny Rotten, Seanine Luffa. Do you like it?
Well, I'd say that's horribly fake.
Well, it doesn't pack the same punch, maybe.
I'm sure my dad, Mr. Lydon, would not have acknowledged that pronunciation.
Look, at John Lydon, it's good to talk to you, and the very best of luck is all I can say, and you'll punk it up, there's no question about it if it happens.
Can I just add, I did pay attention last year, because I accidentally misread, I thought it was Sean Ryder that was representing Britain.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
You know, from you know, bit of a gangster.
Oh, well, no, we won't cast any aspersions. We won't cast any aspersions.
Well, he's hilarious, and I thought that was a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Of course, it was a different Mr. Ryder.
Yeah, without question.
You know, that's how things can progress in the world. We've got to break moulds.
Well, there's no better person to break moulds. You'll come back to us when you win it.
I will.
I know. If it happens, I have to add the disclaimer. Look, John Lydon...
But there's no winning in it. It's win, lose or draw. My wife gets the reward.
Well, that is... Actually,
you understand. That's as far as my heart can go at the moment.
Well, John, I think we should finish on that note because...
It's all about her for me.
That is a beautiful sentiment. And that is the reason you wrote the song, I Know Hawaii. John, great to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for joining us from Los Angeles, potentially representing Ireland at the Eurovision, and the winner to represent Ireland at the 67th Eurovision Song Contest. It'll happen in May, will be chosen during a special Late Late Show on RT1 on the 3rd of February. It's a Friday, obviously. The other five finalists are ADGY performing Too Good For Your Love, Jennifer Connelly performing Midnight Summer Night, Wild Youth with We Are One, Leela Jane performing Wild, and Kay Mooney and ND with Down In The Rain. It'll be something else.